Good evening, Bulldog fans. The game before us, Borden County versus Lubbock Kingdom Prep, has just ended. Borden County squeezed out a close game. In fact, they're still shaking hands at midfield. Will the Bulldogs take the field in prep for their season opener against the Motley County Matadors? So, 9 minutes, 56 seconds left on the clock. Everybody stretched out and ready to roll. Sorry, give me just a second. Beautiful night for some football over in Jayton, America. The sun is setting. The Bulldogs are the home team, so if you're in Jayton, you're having to stare at the sun typically, but it's just kind of gone down behind the mesquite trees. The lights are already on the field, so it's starting to cool down a little bit. It's setting up to be just a beautiful evening to open up the season for the Bulldogs. So, again, Borden County and Lubbock Kingdom Prep just finished their game. They're supposed to be finished. They're supposed to start at 8, so we're starting just a little bit behind schedule. Borden County squeezed that one out, but the Bulldogs are on the field warming up. 9 minutes on the clock before kickoff. The Bulldogs are playing the Motley County Matadors this evening. She's going to be a formidable opponent and a huge test for Bulldogs coming right out of the week. I was looking at rankings and all of that, which really doesn't mean nothing, doesn't mean anything, especially this early on in the season. But the Bulldogs, according to sixmanfootball.com, are starting the season ranked 19th in Division I. And then we're going to play Motley County, who's ranked 8th. I believe they're Division II. And so should be a good test for the Bulldogs right out of the gate. Thank you, Dave, for checking for me. Says I'm live. Should be good to go. So, again, like I said, 8 minutes left until the start of the game. I'm going to go ahead and read off all of our sponsors real quick. Thank you guys for sponsoring this broadcast. If you or your business would like to sponsor, I'm talking to Mr. Jones, and he'll get you all the information you need. But just a quick summary of the sponsors this year. Ira Baptist Church, the Ira Church of God, Crossroads Oil and Gas, Snyder Iron and Metal, the Snyder Chamber of Commerce, Bell Cypress Steel Funeral Home, McWilliams Pharmacy, Legacy Fuels, Ira Booster Club, Doug and Susie White, Prosperity Bank, Pogville Memorial Hospital, Calvary Baptist Church, Ira Pump and Supply, and First Bank and Trust in Snyder. So thank you guys for sponsoring these broadcasts. We'll get to your ads throughout the game as the Bulldogs take on the Motley County Matadors. Again, still a little bit of time before the game starts, about 7 minutes left on the clock. Again, should be a good test for the Bulldogs. Again, Motley County is coming in on sixmanfootball.com, ranked number 8 in the Division 2 category, while the Bulldogs are ranked 19th in Division 1. The game right before us was Borden County versus Lubbock Kingdom Prep. Borden County squeezed out a close win. The game took a little bit longer than anticipated. And so there's a few games coming up. The Bulldogs are one of the first games to be played. I mean, it's a Thursday night and the first week to play football. So a lot of the other games around us that we want to pay attention to, district games and whatnot, are all going to take place Friday and even one on Saturday. Next week, the Bulldogs will be at Paint Creek, and then after that, we'll play Jayton at Ira, and then we'll play Lorraine and Klondike, and followed by Rotan, and we kick off district, and we'll play Highland, Roby, Westbrook, and Hermley. So that's the Bulldogs district this year, a tough district for a Bulldog team that is featuring lost a lot of quality seniors last year. They've got a few seniors, not a very senior-heavy team, a really young football team for the Bulldogs. I think, see if I can get to the roster. I'm going to count 1, 2, 3 seniors on the Bulldog roster. So, again, not a heavy senior team. Now, the senior is going to pull a lot of weight, and they played a lot last year. So, Right now, we're doing the school songs for the team. Motley County's doing theirs. The Bulldogs will do ours here in a second, and then we'll do the national anthem. And so I'm going to take a quick break right before then. There's 5 minutes left on the clock before the game starts, and then we'll be live with some six-man football action. Again, stay tuned for some live play-by-play action of the hour. Bulldogs football as we take on the Motley County Matadors. The game before us ran a little bit long, 3 minutes, 54 seconds on the clock before the start of the game. We're waiting for school songs and the national anthem to get played, so we'll start that here momentarily. All right, well, we've got 2:45 left on the clock. Still haven't played the Irish school song yet or the national anthem, so what I'm going to go ahead and do is just read off to you the Bulldog roster this year so you can hear the names and see. We've got number 2, Aiden Claxton, number 3, C.J. Collier, number 4, Ivan Gallegos, number 5, Jarrett Cabrera, number 7, Caden Forey, number 8, Zane Allen, number 9, Jaron Pena, number 10, Brent Cox, number 11, Brighton Partain, number 12, Raiden Hernandez, number 18, Derek Bishop, number 20, Landon Tyler, number 21, Caden Castillo, 22, Cash Miller, 24, Dimitri Juarez, 25, Jonah Munoz, 33, Austin Wyatt, 34, Hogan Allen, 40, Ignacio Benitez, 44, Jackson White, 45, Riken Romack, number 80, Cooper Caswell, and number 85, Caden Wyatt. Like I said earlier, this is a young team for the Bulldogs. 3 seniors that I see on the roster, 3 important seniors for the Bulldogs nonetheless, but only 3. So a young Bulldog team that's trying to take on what's been a historically solid Motley County crew. All the captains are out on the field. It looks like it's number 11, Brighton Partain, number 5, Jarrett Cabrera, and number 8, Zane Allen. So there's your 3 seniors. Right there, they're going to be captains for the Bulldogs. They're flipping the coin, making some decisions. All right, so Motley County is going to receive the kickoff. The Bulldogs are going to kick. If you're sitting in the stands looking at the field, the Bulldogs are going to kick from the right to the left. It really isn't going to matter much. Like I said, the sun's already kind of gone down. The lights are on. There's just a slight breeze. I can't feel it, but the flags are just kind of barely blowing in the wind from behind the stands across towards the field. So it would be from the west to the east, the east to the west, but not enough to. I don't think it's going to affect the football in the least amount. So 28 seconds left. Let's kick off for the Bulldogs and get this season underway. Again, we're playing in the Jayton Classic. We're in Jayton, America. The Ira Bulldogs are going to take on the Motley County Matadors in the second game of this Jayton Classic that they do. Again, if you're not here, you're missing out. It is a beautiful evening. Little wind, not much heat. The sun's kind of gone down and cooled down a good chunk and a good amount. So we're waiting for the Bulldogs to break out of the helmet and run. Motley County's already run. Get a little closer so maybe you can hear them. Running down the line. I guess they played the national anthem before the first game of the series, so Motley County's already out on the field waiting for the Bulldogs. Bulldogs just now broke out of the tunnel and are going to run out. It's going to be number 5, Jarrett Cabrera, who will be the kicker for the Bulldogs. Jarrett was the kicker last year for the Bulldogs and did a phenomenal job, and I'm sure he'll pick up right where he left off. That deep for the Matadors is going to be number 5, Braden Rowe, or number 12, Caden Roy. All right, Bulldogs broke the huddle. We're getting ready to open up the 2022 football season. Again, Jarrett Cabrera for the Bulldogs, the senior, is going to be the kicker. Got his hand up in the air, running towards the ball, and the kick, and Bulldogs season has begun. A deep kick that lands in the end zone. It's going to be a touchback for the Bulldogs. So Motley County's going to take over on the 20. All right, spot. Spot of the ball is going to be right on the 20 in the middle. There's 10 minutes on the clock, 0-0. The Bulldogs defense is out on the field. It's going to take me just a minute to get all the names back down. But we'll grow together, and you're not here to see if I mess up, so it's all right. Motley County gets in I formation. Number 10 passes it back to 12, Royce. Royce gets the ball running up the middle, and he's hit by all 6 Bulldog defenders on the field. It looks to me like number 24 was the first one there, Dimitri Juarez. So it's going to be a gain of maybe 3 yards for the Matador. High formation run up the middle. So it's going to be a 2nd and 11 for the Matadors. Last year, the Bulldog defense was a dominant unit. I called it dominant dog defense. We'll see if they can live up to that name this year. Lots of new faces on that side of the ball. Matadors come out again with one receiver to the far side, 2 behind the center. There's a snap, it's pitched back to Royce. He's going to look to run on the left side, on the far side. He's hit by several Bulldogs, and he's going to be brought down by 11, Brighton Partain, after about a 5-yard run or so. We'll see exactly where they spot it. Yeah, they're going to call it 3rd and 8 for the Matadors. Ball's going to be set at the far half mark. But the Bulldog defense doing well so far. This is going to be a big 3rd down. The Matadors have come out of the gate with 2 runs, one right up the middle and one on the far side, but both runs have been done by the junior, Royce, and it's been multiple Bulldogs who have been there to stop him. This time the Matadors are going to come out in a different formation. They've got 3 down linemen, a quarterback, a running back, and then one like a running back stacked to the left side. They pitch it back to Royce. Royce turns to the near side looking to throw the ball. He's being pressured by the ball. The ball's out. Ball's out. He's going to be stacked behind the line of scrimmage. It was number 24, Dimitri Juarez, who came up behind Royce, knocked the ball out, and then it was number, who was it? I think it was Zane Allen, who was able to go and tackle Royce as he recovered, so it's going to be a loss of several yards. It's going to set up a 4th and 14 for the Matadors. Just a heads-up play by Juarez, almost was a turnover for the Bulldogs. Looks like this is a punt unit for the Matadors. They send two receivers, one to the far, one to the near, spread way out, three in the backfield. Pitch back to Royce. He's looking to throw the ball. He's going to dump it. It's going to be complete to number three. He's running down the sideline, and it's not going to be enough for a first down. In fact, he was hit by number three, CJ Collier, for the Bulldogs. It's going to be a turnover on down. So a great first start for the Bulldog defense.
Perfect.
Great start for the Bulldog defense that they were able to hold Montgomery County to a four and out. They set up in what looked kind of like a punt formation, but the Dog defense was disciplined and able to come back on it. So now they're going to come out in the Ira I. Partain's going to be under center. Right behind him is going to be Jaron Pena, and behind him is going to be Partain. There's a snap. Hernandez pitches it back to Partain. Partain running up the middle. He's got some yards. He's going to be hit and taken down, but not after a good 5-6 yard carry. We'll see exactly where they spot it. It's going to be a 5-yard run, so it's 2nd and 10 for the Bulldogs. It says 2nd and 10 on the board. They said 2nd and 8 in the booth. I'm on the sideline, so we'll call it 2nd and 8 because that feels better. Ball's going to be on the near hash mark. It's going to be spotted at the Montgomery County 23-yard line, so 23 yards for a touchdown. Hernandez on the center. There's a snap. It'll be handed off to Partain on the near side. Partain breaks one tackle, breaks two. Pulls the third tackler for several more yards. It's going to be close to a first down. In fact, they're going to give it to the Bulldogs. So now it's a first and goal for the Bulldogs from the Montgomery County 13-yard line. That's two runs for Partain. He's broke several tackles and is looking good. Ira I set up. It's Hernandez under center. Enters under center. Pena behind him and Partain in the back. There's a snap. Hits back to Partain. Run on the far side. Partain hit. Breaks one tackle. It's going to take more than one person to bring him down, but the refs are going to call the play dead. It's going to be a gain of about 2 yards. So it'll be a 2nd and goal from the 10. Ball's going to be set right in the middle of the field. 6 minutes, 26 seconds left in the first quarter. All tied up after the Bulldog defense had a strong stand to make the Matadors go 4 and out to begin the game. Bulldogs break the huddle. Line up in the Ira I. 2nd and goal from the 10. Hernandez under center. There's a snap. Hits to Partain running on the near side. Partain hits him in the middle. He's going to be able to walk right out into the end zone. Touchdown, Bulldogs! It's a straight lineup in the Ira I, handed off, and Partain looked like he wanted to go wide, and he cut in the middle and just was able to outrun anybody into the end zone for a touchdown. That puts the Bulldogs at 6-0, and it's going to be Pena coming on for the kick. I mean, Cabrera on for the kick. Hernandez is the holder, and I can't see who the sponsor is. I'll have to look in the kick. There's a pass, the hold, the kick, all is up, and it's good. Bulldogs take a lead 8-0 with 6:01 in the first quarter after a dominant Dog defense held the Matadors to a 4-and-out. Sponsors for this broadcast are Ira Baptist Church. Ira Baptist Church seeks to make disciples through gospel-centered preaching, teaching, worship, community, and service. We have Sunday services at 10 a.m. with Sunday school and 11 a.m. worship service. And on Wednesdays, there's a free meal at 6 p.m. The Bible study for all ages from 6:30 to 7:30. For more information, head over to sbciver.com or check them out on Facebook and Instagram at Ira Baptist. Another sponsor for the broadcast is the First Church of God in Ira. Ira Church of God is a proud supporter of the Ira Bulldogs. Visit our Facebook page at Ira Church of God. Thank you to those two for sponsoring our broadcast, and thank you for all of our sponsors for supporting these. All right, the Matadors going to send back Royce deep again. It's going to be Cabrera who's going to kick the ball. Again, Bulldogs leading 8-0 with 6:01 left in the first quarter. It's been all about the Bulldogs early in this game, and this young team has responded well. There's the whistle. Cabrera's got a hand up running towards the ball, and the kick is going to fly deep back. Royce is going to catch it at the 1, and he's going to take it. Gets to the 10, now he's at the 15, dodging around, trying to find a hole, still on his feet, hit by two Bulldogs going to bring him down finally after a decent return to the 30. It was Cabrera on the tackle, the kicker. So he kind of got the ball at the one, ran through the middle and stalled, was real patient with his run, and was able to find his team before Jarrett kicked the ball and ran down and tackled him. He was doing everything on that play. 5:50 left in the first. Bulldogs leading 8-0. Ball's going to be set at the 30-yard line on the far hash mark, and it'll be a first and 15. Matadors get set. They're sending two receivers to the near side, two stacks behind the quarterback. There's the snap. Pitch back to Royce, who's rolling out to his far side. Now he's going to cut up the middle and run. He's got some room. No Bulldogs around. Still on his feet. There's a flag. Probably a hold. I'd be shocked if it's anything else. So Royce is able to get the ball all the way down to about the 10, but it's going to be a holding way back on the 35. It's going to be a holding on the Matadors. Just waiting for the referee to call it. That's going to bring that run back. It's good news for the Bulldogs. Royce was the quarterback. Looked like he was looking to throw the ball, but everybody was covered, so he tucked it and ran. He was also the return man and does have some shiftiness and some speed. So he was able to carry that ball for a good 40 yards before he got down, but the holding's going to bring it back. So the ball's going to be on the 34. It's going to be a first and 10 for the Matadors. Ball's on the near hash mark. 5:38 in the first. Bulldogs leading 8-0. 10 seconds left on the play clock. Two receivers to the far side, two stacked. Well, one receiver to the far side, two stacked up. And the Bulldogs are going to call a timeout.
All right.
All right, timeout by the Bulldogs, 5:38 in the first. Bulldogs leading 8-0 here in Jayton, America. Third sponsor for the broadcast is Crossroads Oil and Gas. Crossroads Oil and Gas was established in 2019. In 2020, we purchased Apache's Easter Shelf properties located in Scurry, Borden, and Fisher County. Our field office is located in Iowa, Texas, and we strive to support local vendors and charities. Proudly employs local residents in the oil and gas industry. Crossroads Oil and Gas. Another sponsor is Snyder Iron and Metal. Top prices paid for all recyclable metals, aluminum, copper, brass, stainless steel, iron, tin, and car bodies. On-site cleanups available in roll-off container services, portable shears, magnets, balers, and car crushers. No jobs too large. Call today. Structural pipe and rods available. They have locations in Snyder, Anson, Big Spring, Sweetwater, and Andrews. Thank you, Crossroads and Snyder Iron and Metal, for supporting these broadcasts. Both teams break the huddle. 5:38 left in the first. Bulldogs leading 8-0. What is a beautiful Friday night for some football. It is Thursday. It is. There's school tomorrow. Not to be a joy tale, but there is. Matadors break the huddle. They send two running backs in the backfield and one quarterback under center. There's a snap. It's picked back to Roy. He's rolling on the far side. Eckens back to the near side. Look to throw the ball. He's hit. Guy number 24, Dimitri Juarez, and he's going to be sacked and brought down. Dimitri has just been a wrecker on the line for the Bulldogs. Earlier in the first drive, he knocked the ball out of Roy's hands, and that time he brought Roy down for a sack. Now it's going to be a second and 13. It's a three-yard loss for the Matador, and the clock is at 5:10 and counting. Bulldogs leading 8-0. A good sign for the young Bulldogs team that there's juniors and some undersized are stepping up and making some huge plays on defense and on offense. Matadors break the huddle with one receiver to the far side, one step back. Royce gets the ball, run to the far side. Now he's turning towards the near side. He's going to tuck it and try to run. He's going to be hit by Pena and brought down. It's going to be a good game, but there's a late flag. Sideline warning on Motley County. So it's going to be a third and two now for the Matadors. That was an 11-yard carry for Roy. That's been about the only way Motley County's had offense on the Bulldogs is with the play kind of breaks down and Roy just tucks it and runs. And so It's third and two. Ball is set near midfield. Looks like it's right on the 40. There's a snap going to be pitched back. Not to Royce this time. Going to have enough for 2 yards, but not much more. He's going to be brought down by Partain. It was Richards for Motley County that got the ball. Different play. Just kind of a dive sweep kind of combo. Everybody's running to the near side just to get those couple yards. So it'll be a first down for the Matadors. First and 15. Ball's going to be at the Bulldogs 31-yard line. 4 minutes, 2 seconds left in the first. Bulldogs leading 8-0. Motley County going to come out in a spread formation. They've got two receivers, one way past the numbers on the far side, one way past the numbers on the near side, and then two in the backfield. There's a snap ball. Bobble is hit by Royce. Royce throws the ball, and it's going to fall incomplete. The ball was snapped to the quarterback, who bobbled the ball, was able to pitch it back to Caden Royce. Caden was getting hit as he threw the ball, and it just kind of fell incomplete. But now it's going to be a second and 15 for Motley County with 3 minutes, 39 seconds left in the first quarter. Bulldogs leading 8-0. Matadors break the huddle. They've got one receiver way on the far side outside of the numbers, one receiver way on the near side outside the numbers, and three stacked in the backfield. There's a snap. It's kicked back to Roy. It'll get through for a long and pressured by several Bulldogs. There's Warren there. There's Corey. Roy just tucks the ball and runs. He's going to have enough for a first down. Hit by several Bulldogs. The first one there was Tanya. May not be enough for a first down, but it was a good 13-yard run or so. We'll see exactly where they spot it. Yeah, 13 yards. It's going to be third and two for the Matadors. The clock is at 3:12 in the first quarter. Bulldogs leading 8-0, but are needing a defensive stand here. Again, the only offense that the Matadors have had has been when the play breaks down and Royce just tucks it and runs. They've had some success there. But if you remember, last year's pass rushers for the Bulldogs were both seniors. The new pass rushers are probably just getting a little bit used to the game speed, and I bet they pick it up here pretty quickly. They've been putting pressure on Roy. He's just been able to get past their tackles at the beginning. There's a snap. It's going to be a handoff underneath. It's going to be enough for a first down for the Matadors. It's Richards with the ball. It can be brought down by Tango. So it's going to be a first goal from the 11 for Motley County. So far what Motley County's done is they've got Royce in the backfield. He's tried to throw the ball, hasn't had much success with that. He'll tuck it and run and have a little bit of success. And then every now and then they'll snap the ball and they hand it off really quickly to Richards and try to get him just to run straight up the field. And they've had a little success. He's got two first downs for them doing that. They've done it on third and short twice. Matadors get in their formation. One receiver to the far side, two in the backfield. There's a snap. Royce gets the ball rolling out to the near side. He's hit by several Bulldogs and it's going to be brought down. He's going to gain a few yards and fall forward. Maybe it'll be right on the minus scrimmage. Yep, he's going to lose 1 yard. He tucked it and ran. I'm at the other side of the field. It's hard for me to see. So it's going to be second and goal from the 10. That's what it says on the scoreboard. I think it's second and goal from the 12. 1 minute, 38 seconds left in the first. The Bulldogs leading 8-0. Motley County breaks the huddle with 12 seconds on the game clock. It's going to be under center. Everybody up close and tight. There's a snap. Hand off to Richards underneath. Richards cuts it back on the inside. He's going to dive forward. He's going to gain a few, but not enough for a touchdown. So it's going to be third and goal from the 4. Wasn't that third down? Third and goal from the 4. I thought that was third down, but I was wrong. 1 minute left on the clock for the first quarter. Bulldogs leading 8-0. Motley County sitting in their play. They take their time getting their plays in. They're going to break the huddle with 12 seconds left on the game clock. They're going to have everybody in a tight formation again. The three times they've done this, they hand it off to Richards underneath. Snap, there's a handoff. This time it's going to be Roy's underneath. So it's going to be brought down short of the goal line. So now it's going to be fourth down. And 3-2. Saying fourth and goal from the 2. It's just a handoff underneath by the Matadors, trying to just squeeze it in. They've got 23 seconds left in the game clock and 27 seconds left on the play clock. So if they want to, they can take this into the second quarter. But it looks like they're going to run the ball out and hurry and snap it. 10 seconds left on the game clock. Matador gets set in the same formation. Oh, now they shift. There's a snap. Pitch back to Roy. Roy rolls on the near side, looking to throw the ball. He's got nobody being chased by Denver. Bulldog defenders. You get it in.
For the Bulldogs. Play. Matador was knocking on the goal line. It was 4th and 2 and a huge sack by Caden Forey, I believe. So now it's going to be Bulldog ball when the second quarter starts. And the Bulldogs are going to take over at their own 11, so that's a long ways to go. But a huge goal line stand for the Bulldogs.
Sponsors for this broadcast, another sponsor is the Snyder Chamber of Commerce. The Snyder Chamber of Commerce and Visitor Center provides a strong foundation for our community by partnering with businesses and promoting growth through the Chamber support and tourism. Go get them, Bulldogs. Another sponsor is Bell Seifert and Steele Funeral Home. Bell Seifert and Steele is an independently owned and operated, serving Snyder, Ira, Hermley, and Scurry County for many years. Go Bulldogs. Another sponsor for the broadcast is McWilliams Pharmacy. McWilliams Pharmacy is the only locally owned and operated pharmacy in Snyder. We have all sorts of gift home decor and provide immunizations and a wide variety of over-the-counter items. We deliver and try to make your health and care part of what we do best. Another sponsor for the broadcast is Legacy Fuels. We sell propane, diesel, and lubricants. We've been in business since 1937. We deliver to Scurry County and surrounding areas. Another sponsor is the Ira Booster Club. Ira Booster Club proudly supporting all Ira Bulldog activities on the field or in the classroom. Visit our Facebook page and find out how to help. Another sponsor is we'll get to Doug and Susie in just a second. The Bulldogs are coming out after the end of the first quarter. Bulldogs leading 8-0. They gave up a lot of yards on that last drive, but did not give up a touchdown. Stood strong on a 4th and 2. 4th and goal from the 2. All right, Bulldogs get set in the Ira eye. Ball's going to be set at the 10-yard line. There's snap. Hand off underneath to Pena. There's going to be a flag on the play. It's going to be a false start on the Bulldogs. It was about a 3-yard gain by Pena. All right, so it's offside by the Bulldogs. That's going to move the ball back to the Bulldog 6-yard line now. So it's going to be a 1st and 20 for the Bulldogs. Ira gets set in the Ira eye. Ball's on the near hash mark. There's the snap. Fernandez hits it to Cartain. Cartain gets a hole. He's got some room to run. There's a flag on the play. Cartain still running down the field. He's at the 20, the 10, the 5. Touchdown, Bulldogs. If it stands, it's going to be a 94-yarder. However long. So the offside's on Matadors. Bulldogs are going to decline that penalty, so it's going to be a touchdown, Bulldogs. As Partain with a run right up the middle, he was able to dodge, and he had open field, but he took off, and there was nobody within his zip code to tackle him. So with 9:44 left in the second quarter, Bulldogs leading 14-0. Cabrera comes on for the kick. There's the snap. Behold the kick. The ball is up. Ooh. It's good, but it's a flag down. Looks like it might have been roughing the kicker. We'll see. Yep. Roughing the kicker. Personal foul. But 2-point conversion was good, so that puts the Bulldogs up 16-0 after a big run from Partain. 9:44 left in the half. Another sponsor for the broadcast is Doug and Susie White, proud Ira Bulldogs, graduates of Ira with a family of 4 generations of graduates, starting with their 2 mothers, both of us, and our 2 sons, Rodney and Ronald, and their grandson, Rowdy. Rowdy was a 5th generation on his mother's side. Orange and black run through their veins, proud to be Ira Bulldog supporters. Another sponsor for the broadcast is Prosperity Bank, proudly supporting the Ira Bulldogs. Prosperity Bank offers team checking and home financing. Another sponsor is Cogdell Memorial Hospital. Cogdell Memorial Hospital in Snyder is proud to support the Ira Bulldogs. Happy to help with any of your medical needs. All right, Bulldogs breaking the huddle here in just a second. They'll kick it from the right to the left. If you're sitting in the stands, the Matadors are going to send back deep. Yeah, that's right. They needed to switch sides. So it'll be the Bulldogs are going to kick from the left to the right now. Cabrera, the senior, is going to be the kicker for the Bulldogs. And the Matadors are going to send back deep. Roy. And the ball's going to be moved up from the, because of the roughing the kicker penalty, so it's going to be from the Matador 35. And Jarrett was able to get the ball into the end zone from our 35. I would think he shouldn't have much problems getting it into the end zone from here. But we'll see what the Bulldogs do. Cabrera's got his arm up, getting ready for the kick. There it is. It's deep, far, back in the end zone. It's going to be a touchback. So, Matador is going to take over from their 20. It'll be first and 15 with 9:44 left in the half. Bulldogs leading 16-0. First round of offense for the Matadors. The Bulldogs held them to four plays. It was four and out. Second time through, the Bulldogs the Matadors were able to march the ball down the field slowly and methodically, but when it pushed came to shove, it was fourth and two from the goal line, and the Bulldogs stood strong. And now we'll see what the Dog defense does here. Matadors going to send two receivers, one far to the far, one far to the near. There's a snap. Pitchback, Royce has the ball, looking to throw it, being chased by several Bulldog defenders. Now he's just going to tuck it and run it. He's on the near side. Now he's at the 30. Can get it all the way around midfield before he's tackled by Partain. So it's going to be a first down for the Matadors. 9:20 left in the half. Bulldogs leading 16-0. Again, Royce was looking to throw the ball. The secondary has him covered really well, and so he just touched it and ran and was able to squeeze by a few defenders before Bright, who's one of the quarterbacks, was able to come up and tackle him. First and 15 from the Matador 35-yard line, somewhere around there. There's a snap. It's a handoff underneath to Richards. Richards hit by three Bulldog defenders. The first one there was going to be Caden Forey for the Bulldogs. So it's going to be a gain of maybe a yard, maybe. Yeah, where they spotted it, it's going to be a one-yard loss. So it'll now be a second and 16 for the Matadors. 8 minutes, 26 seconds, and counting on the clock. Bulldogs leading 16-0 about midway through the second quarter. Matadors send two receivers to the far side. They have three in the backfield. There's the snap. Hitchback to Royce. Royce with the ball, looking to throw it. Runs up the middle. He's going to be hit by several Bulldogs before he falls. Ball's going to fall and hit the curve. It's going to be incomplete. Coverage was by Partain. It's a good play. The Bulldogs had a lot of pressure on Royce. He had to just get rid of the ball. Threw it a little bit too low, and his receiver couldn't get to it. But also, Partain was right there on his coverage to push him down. So, 8 minutes, 6 seconds left in the half. Bulldogs leading 16-0. Again, it's a young Bulldog team with only three seniors on the roster, and they're playing really, really well in this opening game against the Matador team, which is ranked really high. Two receivers to the far side, three in the backfield. There's the snap. Hitchback to Royce. Royce with the ball, looking to throw it. Now he's going to try to look for run, being chased by a Bulldog. The 40 is going to be pushed out of bounds by Pena and Allen. There's a flag down on the other side of the field. Illegal shift on the Matadors. That's going to be an illegal shift on the Matadors, so that's going to march him back some extra change. It wasn't going to be enough for a first down anyways, but now it's going to be a third and what looks like a 23-22. The ball's going to be set on the Matador 31-32-yard line. It'll be a third and over 20. We'll call it a third and 22. Matador send one receiver to the near side, one receiver to the far side. They've got three in the backfield. There's a snap, it's back to Royce with the ball. Looking to throw it. He's going to dump it off. It's going to be completed. Immediately tackled by Pena. No, that was a gain of maybe a couple of yards. It's going to be a 4th and 20 now for the Matadors. 4th and 21 is what they say on the scoreboard. 7 minutes, 35 seconds left in the half. Bulldogs leading 16-0. This is a 4th and long. The ball side even across midfield for the Matadors, but they had it backed up further earlier and they did not try to punt, so I would be shocked if they go for a punt here. They're not. They're going to send two receivers far on the near side. And they're going to stack three in the backfield. There's a snap. It's pitched back to Royce. Royce has the ball. Looking to, he's trying to look to run, but now he's rushing doing a lot better. It's going to be, Royce got the ball. Oh, he's trying to tackle and bring him down, but he missed. Matadors complete the pass before the receiver's finally brought down. Looks like Allen was in on the tackle. Not going to be enough for a first down, because it'll be a Bulldog ball. And what almost was a huge step for the Bulldogs. So it's going to be Bulldog ball on their own 35-yard line. So the Bulldog defense, again, that's three straight four and outs. They've got Motley County in, and they've been able to score each time. They're going to come out in the eye or eye. It's going to be Hernandez under center, Pena behind him, and Partain in the deep backfield. And it's going to be a timeout by Motley County. So with 6 minutes, 58 seconds left in the half, Bulldogs losing 16-0. So far shaping up to be a great game for the Bulldogs. Our sponsor for these broadcasts is Calvary Baptist Church. Calvary is a place for the whole family to gather and worship Jesus with an emphasis on the gospel, fellowship, and community outreach. We have two opportunities to worship on Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. and 10:30 a.m., as well as services on Wednesdays beginning with a free meal at 5. Hope to see everybody there so we can warmly tell you welcome home. Our sponsor for the broadcast is Ira Pumpkin Supply. Call Ira Pumpkin Supply for all your downhole pump and oil field supply needs. And another sponsor for the broadcast is First Bank and Trust. So thank you to all of the sponsors who support these broadcasts. If you or your business would like to support these and you haven't signed up yet, just talk to Mr. Jones and he will get you all of the information that you need. So it'll be 1st and 15 for the Bulldogs. The ball's going to be on the far hash mark, right around the 33-yard line for the Bulldogs. Bulldogs leading 16-0 with 6 minutes, 58 seconds left. Hernandez under center. Pena behind him. Partain behind him in the Ira eye. There's Partain running on the far side. He's got a wide open hole with the blocker. He's going to be able to take the ball and walk in and score. Another touchdown. That's the 3rd one for Partain tonight. Oh, he's... Oh, man. Thank you, Rory. So, Partain steps out of bounds at the 9. It's going to be 1st and goal for the Bulldogs from the 9. 6 minutes, 49 seconds left in the half. Bulldogs have really just dominated the first half outside of one deep offensive drive from the Matadors, but the Bulldogs are able to shut it down. It was kind of a bend but don't break defense. Then they just forced another 4th and down. So now they get sacked in the Ira eye from the 9-yard line for a 1st and goal. There's Matt Fernandez. Hands it off underneath to Pena. Pena's still on his feet. Being hit by several Matador defenders. He got hit by 3 people. Wailed out of the tackle and walked into the end zone. Jaron Pena with a phenomenal run to just show grit and determination. So that's a touchdown for Pena. That puts the Bulldogs up 22-0 with 6:42 left in the first. It's going to be Cabrera to kick it. Hernandez is the holder, and I still can't tell who the center is. The snapper, I haven't seen the number well. There's the snap to hold the kick. The ball is up. And it's good. That's Derek Bishop, who's the snapper. All right, Bulldogs up now 24-2. by a 24-0 with 6 minutes and 42 seconds left in the half. Let me just say a thank you to all the sponsors who support these broadcasts. Ivor Baptist Church, the Ivor Church of God, Crossroads Oil and Gas, Snyder Iron and Metal, Snyder Chamber of Commerce, Bell Cypher and Steel Funeral Home, McWilliam Pharmacy, Legacy Fuels, Ira Booster Club, Doug and Susie White, Prosperity Bank, Cogdell Memorial Hospital, Calvary Baptist Church, Applied U.S. Energy, Ira Pump and Supply, and First Bank and Crest. So thank you guys for sponsoring these broadcasts. Again, if you or your company would like to be sponsor these broadcasts, it's not too late to talk to Mr. Jones, and he will hook you up with all the information that you need. All right, Bulldogs are going to kick from their own 30-yard line this time. It's going to be from left to right. Waiting for the Bulldogs to break the huddle. All right. Cabrera's got his hand up. And there's the kick. It's going to be a kind of a weeble-wobbly kick on the far line. It's going to roll at the one, picked up by Royce for the Matadors, being chased by several Bulldogs. He's going to hit way deep. I mean, it looks like he didn't even get to the 10-yard line. We'll see exactly where they spot it. I think it was a missed kick by Cabrera, but the way the ball rolled, it just kind of went towards the far sideline and then did a really slow and long roll back to where Royce was. So by the time he picked up the ball, the Bulldogs defenders were already there and were able to hit him and tackle him. The first defender I saw there was number 2, Aiden Claxton, and it was Aiden and several others who were able to bring him down. So it's going to be a 1st and 15 for Montgomery County from around their 5-yard line. There's a snap at the handoff to Richards. Richards has the ball. He's hit and brought down by Partain and Allen. He's going to get a gain of, looks like 6 or 7 yards. It'll be 2nd and 9 for the Matadors. 6:17 on the clock and counting left in the half. Bulldogs leading 24-0. This young Bulldog squad has started the season off great. There was a lot of kind of questions of what is it going to look like with a lot of impact seniors graduating last year, and the system just keeps churning out some great football players. Matadors get set. There's a snap. It's going to be pitched back to Royce. Royce now looking to run. Hit by several Bulldog defenders. Still on his feet, but he's not going to be going anywhere. There's too many Bulldogs there to tell you which one tackled him. We'll just call it the whole team. So it's going to be a 3rd and 8. He gained 1 yard on that carry. So, again, this Bulldog defense is really kind of molding into shape now to be another dominant dog defense this year. 5:20 left in the half. Bulldogs leading 24-0. It's going to be 3rd and 8 for the Matadors from their, looks like 15-yard line or so. Get set in an eye. There's a snap at the pitch back to Roars, where he has the ball running up the far side looking to throw it. He's going to toss it deep. He has a receiver deep. He's going to catch it. He was chased down by Bulldogs, but they're not going to get there in time. It's a touchdown, Matadors. It was Royce for Roy. It looks like it was just a broken coverage where he had an open receiver deep. That's a touchdown, Matadors. So Matadors is going to come on. They're going to get set to kick. It's going to be Royce, the kicker for them. Again, just kind of a broken coverage. I had a receiver running open. Able to get it over the top of the Bulldog defense and score a touchdown. So it's 24-6 with the kick coming. There's the snap. The kick. The ball is up, and it's going to be blocked by the Bulldogs. No good. So it's going to stay 24-6 with 4 minutes and 55 seconds left in the half. Sponsors for these broadcasts, Ira Baptist Church. Ira Baptist Church seeks to make disciples who make disciples through gospel-centered preaching, teaching, worship, community, and service. The Sunday service is at 10 a.m., starting with Sunday school, and 11 a.m. worship service. Wednesday, they have free meals starting at 6 p.m. and Bible studies for all ages from 6:30 to 7:30. Head on over to fbciowa.com for more information or check them out on Instagram and Facebook at Ira Baptist. Another sponsor for the broadcast is the First Church of God in Ira. The Ira Church of God is a proud supporter of the Ira Bulldogs. Visit our Facebook page at Ira Church of God. All right, Bulldogs still leading 24-6. Just a little bit of a miscue on the pass. They really, it's only been maybe the second or third completion that Motley County's had in passes. They haven't really moved the ball well that way. Now, for the kickoff, Motley County looks like they're going to try an onside kick. If that's the near hash mark, they have all other five runners except the kicker on the far side, and it's angled real tight. There's the kick. It's an end-over-end onside kick. It's going to be... He hit Allen before Allen was able to get the ball. Motley County recovers. The Bulldogs were waiting to make sure the ball went the required amount of yards. And then Motley County was able to just come up, hit it, and get it again. Maybe just one of the symptoms of a young team learning at the beginning of the season. You just got to jump on the ball. So it's going to be Motley County ball now. They're going to be set at the Bulldog 25-yard line. They're going to come out in the I. There's a snap. It's going to be a rollout for a pass. Intercepted by Pena. Intercepted by Pena. So right now, Pena got the ball out to, they're putting it at the one. Talk to him. Goodwin saying he was in the end zone. If not, it's going to be Ira ball at the 1 yard line. Referees are talking about it. If it was in the end zone, then it's going to be a touchback. Yeah. All right, so it's going to be a touchback. Dang, if they caught the ball in the end zone. And down. So now the ball is going to go to the 20-yard line. So it's going to be first and 15 for the Bulldogs. So huge play by Pena. Bulldogs gave up the onside kick, and then Pena was able to come up with the interception. He has come into his own, scoring a touchdown earlier. And now a huge interception. So again, the Dog defense, outside of that one completion, has just shut down the Matadors. Up. Motley County arguing there's not replay. Nothing going to change. It's going to be in Ira I. Hernandez under center. There's a snap. Pitch back. It's Pena who gets the ball this time. Running on the far side. He's going to gain a couple yards but be brought down. That's about a 2 yard gain. So now it's going to be a second and 13-14. Probably second and 13. From the Bulldog 22-yard line. Second and 13 for the Bulldogs. Ball's on the near hash mark at the Bulldog 22-yard line. 4 minutes, 17 seconds left in the half. Bulldog is leading 24-6. And what still is just a beautiful Thursday night football. Hernandez under center. There's a snap. It's time to kick. That's Partain. Partain looking to throw the ball. He's going to swing it deep. He's got it. Before he catches the ball, it's going to be tackled at the Matador 30-yard line. The Matadors came up with the ball. There's a flag way back. Trying to figure out what's going on. Forey caught the ball. The Matadors came up with the ball. There's a flag in the backfield. Talking to... Coach Goodwin's talking to the white hat, and he's not happy about it, so. Referee's still talking about it. Motley County saying they stripped the ball. It doesn't matter what the penalty is. No coach is happy right now. Motley County coach is saying it should just be our ball. We scripted out and got it. Coach Goodwin is confused with what the call is. All the referees are in the middle of the field trying to figure out what it is. And I'm standing here trying to learn six-man football. So everybody's kind of confused. All the referees are together talking in the middle of the field. There's 3 minutes, 52 seconds left in the half. Bulldogs leading 24-6. Don't know exactly what it's going to be. Partain was able to get the ball to Caden Forey. Forey was able to get the ball all the way to the Motley County 30-yard line, but then Motley County came up with the ball, saying that they had taken it. Still just waiting for what the call is going to be. Could be any number of things. It's going to be a shot block on the Bulldogs. They're going to call a chop block. Motley County's still not happy. They're saying it should be their ball. The referee's going to go over there and talk to them. Maybe after that he'll come and tell me kind of what's going on. I guess you catch that. But right now, 3 minutes, 52 seconds left in the half. Bulldogs leading 24-6. It looks like it's still going to be Bulldogs' ball. It's just going to back them up. All right, here comes the white hat. Maybe he'll... Illegal block on us, so it's going to be our ball. It's a new rule. Okay. All right, legal block on the Bulldogs. Looks like it's going to be second and... Okay. I'm being told you can't hit below the waist out with 5 yards outside of the tackle box. The Bulldogs did that. So now it's going to be, ends up being a good thing. It's going to be for a second and 23 for the Bulldogs from their 10. The ball snapped, pitched back to Partain. Partain's got the ball running on the far side, able to get it up near the 20-yard line. So it's going to be a gain of about 8 or 9. All right, so it's going to be a 3rd and 19 now. Ball's going to be set at Bulldog 16-yard line on the near hash mark. Hernandez is under center, 3:12 left in the half. There's a snap, pitch back to Partain. Partain looking for the ball. He releases it deep. He's got a receiver over there. It's Pena. Pena's doing hell. There's the flag. It's going to be a pass interference. Again, Pena with a huge play when it's 3rd and long. Motley County's upset, but it was pretty apparent that, I mean, Darren broke on the ball and then was tackled, and then the ball hit the ground. So it's going to be a pass interference on Motley County. It's going to be plenty for a first down for the Bulldogs. 3 minutes, 4 seconds left in the half. Bulldogs leading 24-6. So it'll be 1st and 15 for the Bulldogs from their own 31-yard line. Ball's going to be set at the near hash mark. Again, once the Bulldog offense has gotten going, they really have not been stopped this evening. Get set in the Ira eye. Hernandez on the center. Pena behind him. Partain in the back to him. And it's going to be offsides on the Bulldogs. 3 minutes, 4 seconds left in the half. That's now going to be 1st and 20 for the Bulldogs. The ball will be set at the Bulldogs 24. We'll see. I got a good pick. A good look. 26. It'll be the ball set at the Bulldogs 26-yard line. 1st and 20. 3:04 less than the half. Bulldogs leading 24-0. Hernandez gets his feet set in the Ira eye. There's the snap. Pitch back to Partain running on the near side. Partain following his blocker still, and the feed's going to be able to power through for a good 10, 15-yard gain. Motley County comes up with the ball. They're calling it down. Seems like they're getting the ball at the bottom of the pile and pretending like they got a fumble. They've got it twice now. Neither one's worked out for them. So it's going to be a 2nd and 7 for the Bulldogs. The ball's going to be set at the Bulldogs 38.5 yard line on the near hash mark. And then it gets set in the Ira eye. 2:30 left in the half. There's a snap. It's like Partain running on the far side this time. Partain hit in the backfield. Going to lose about a yard. It's 4th and third and 7 for the Bulldogs. 2:08 left in counting in the game. Bulldogs leading 24-6. Ball's going to be in midfield now instead of on the near hash mark, and it's going to have the ball is at the Bulldogs 37-yard line or so. There's that handoff. Partain on the move. Ball's on the ground. Partain jumps on top of it. It's going to be touched back, so it's going to be another loss of a couple yards, and that's going to put a 4th and 9. So it's 4th and 9 for the Bulldogs now. The offense has not been put in this position in this game yet. They've been able to have some huge runs break in March. It seems like the Bulldogs have kind of shot themselves in the foot on the drive with some key penalties. Looks like a good one to let the clock run down. There's 12 seconds on the play clock and 1:12 left on the game clock. It's down to, I'm not good at math. We'll just wait till the clock gets there. 4, 3, 2, 1. Going to call timeout. So it's going to be 1:02 left in the half. Bulldogs are leading 24-6, but they face a 4th and 9 from their own 36-yard line. Another sponsor for the broadcast is Crossroads Oil and Gas. Crossroads Oil and Gas was established in 2019. In 2020, we purchased Apache's Easter Shelf properties located primarily in Scurry, Borden, and Fisher counties. Our field office is located in Iowa, Texas. We strive to support local vendors and charities, proudly employ local residents in the oil and gas industry. Another sponsor is Snyder Iron and Metal. Snyder and Iron and Metal pays top prices for all recyclable metals, aluminum, copper, brass, stainless steel, iron, tin, and car bodies with on-site cleanup available, roll-off container services, portable shears, magnets, balers, and car crushers. No job is too large. Call today. Structural pipe and rods available with locations in Snyder, Anson, Bigfoot, Sweetwater, and Antrim. Thank you guys for sponsoring these broadcasts. Thank you all the sponsors who support these. 1:02 left in the half. Bulldogs leading 24-6. A huge 4th and 9 coming up from the Bulldogs. Coming out in a new formation. They have two receivers from the far side, one to the near side, two sacks in the backfield. Hernandez gets the ball, pitches it back to Partain. Partain gets the ball. He tucks it in his run. He's going to be getting close to the first down before he's hit by the Mariners. He's going to have plenty for a first down. He ran close to the out of bounds. I don't know if he went out of bounds and stopped the clock or not, but it's a first down for the Bulldogs. And now the ball is at the 29, so it's 1st and 15 for the Bulldogs from the 29. 55 seconds left in the half. Bulldogs leading 24-6. Huge run from the senior, and he's been able to get those runs this evening. That last little offensive drive there just had a few penalties that shot the Bulldogs in their foot, but they're able to rebound, reset the down, and now they get set in the good old classic Ira-I formation. Hernandez under center. There's the snap. Pitch back to Partain, running on the far side. Partain gets the ball. Hill on his feet. He's going to be hit by two Matador defenders. It's going to take both of them to bring him down. But he's going to be able to get the ball inside, maybe right around the 10-yard line. So it's another first down for the Bulldogs. Once the chains get set, yeah, the clock's going to go. 40 seconds left on the game clock. The play clock hasn't started yet. So the Bulldogs can let this go down as low as they want to. 30 seconds left on the game clock. Bulldogs get set in the Ira I from around their own 10-yard line. There's the snap. It's pitched to Pena. Pena's got the ball running on the far side. He pushes one defender. He's going to be pushed out of bounds. Tackled way out of bounds. Looking for a flag, but not anything. So it's going to be a 2nd and goal for the Bulldogs from the 4-yard line. Rory says the 3, so we'll say 2nd and goal from the 3-yard line for the Bulldogs. 22 seconds left in the half. Bulldogs leading 24-6. Clock stops. The Caney was pushed out of bounds, but there's 9 seconds left on the play clock. Bulldogs get set in the IRI. Hernandez gets the ball. There's the snap. Hits to Partain running on the far side. Partain should be able to walk this in. Breaks one tackle. And it's going to be touchdown, Bulldogs! So after missing that touchdown earlier, Brighton said, I'm going to get this one. And he's able to walk it in for a touchdown. That puts the score 30-6. Bulldogs leading the Motley County Matadors with 17 seconds left in the half. Cabrera gets set to kick. Fernandez is the holder. Bishop is the snapper. There's a snap. The hold, the kick. The ball is up. And it's good. So, that puts the score 32-6 with 17 seconds left in the half. Bulldogs leading the Motley County Matadors. And a sponsor for the broadcast is the Snyder Chamber of Commerce. The Chamber of Commerce and Visitor Center provides a strong foundation for our community by partnering with businesses and promoting growth through the Chamber support and tourism. Go get them, Bulldogs. Another sponsor is Bell, Seifert, and Seal Funeral Home. Independently owned and operated, serving Snyder, Ivan, Hermley, and Scurry County for many years, go Bulldogs. McWilliams Pharmacy, the only locally owned and operated pharmacy in Snyder. They have all sorts of gifts and home decor, and we provide immunization and a wide variety of over-the-counter items to deliver and try to make your health and care a part of what we do best. Legacy Fuels, we sell propane, diesel, and lubricants. We've been in business since 1937, and we deliver to Scurry County and surrounding areas. Ira Booster Club, proudly supporting all Ira Bulldog activities on the field or in the classroom. Visit our Facebook page to find out how to help. With 17 seconds left in the half, Bulldogs leading 32-6. Going to kick it from the left to the right. It's Roy's back deep for the Matadors. Roy's is a dangerous weapon for the Matadors. He's done just about everything on offense and defense. He's always been around the ball. The last kick Cabrera had, it kind of rolled real slow, and by the time Roy's picked it up, the Bulldogs are right there to tackle him. Let's see what we can do this time. There, Cabrera runs up. There's the kick. It's going to be low and bounce. It's going to get the guy before Roy's. I can't see his number. He's dancing around. He's going to be hit by Bulldog defenders. Right down around the 20-yard line of the Matadors. So, good special teams effort by the Bulldogs. It'll be first and 15 from the Motley County 20-yard line. 13 seconds left in the half. Bulldogs leading 32-6. Motley County hasn't had, well, the one touchdown the Matadors have scored was on a long pass play. But really, it was a broken defensive play by the Bulldogs. They're going to get set under center. There's a snap. It's back to Roy's. Roy's looking to run the ball. It's going to be a flag. Probably going to be offside as they stop the play. Yep, ball start against the Matadors. It's going to back them up five. So now it'll be a first and 20 for Motley County from their own 15-yard line. 10 seconds left in the half. Bulldogs leading 32-6. That play is going to be Roy's just running right up the middle as fast as they could. Motley County has plenty of timeouts if they want to use them. Their one lone touchdown did come on a deep pass, so the Bulldogs should be looking for that now. I would think they'd be expecting it. They tried a deep pass after that, and Pena intercepted it. So, yeah, Motley County is going to call a timeout. And same thing. Again, 10 seconds left in the half. Bulldogs lead 32-6. Our sponsor for the broadcast is Doug and Susie White, proud Ira Bulldogs. They graduated from Ira with a family of four generations of graduates, starting with our two mothers, both of us and our two sons, Rodney and Ronald, and their grandson, Rowdy. Rowdy was a fifth generation on his mother's side. Orange and black run through our veins, proud to be Ira Bulldogs supporters. Another sponsor is Prosperity Bank. Proud of supporting the Iowa Bulldogs, Prosperity Bank offers team checking and home financing. Cogden Memorial Hospital and Snyder is proud to support the Iowa Bulldogs and are happy to help with any of your medical needs. All right, Motley County breaks the huddle. They're going to be all bunched in tight. They've not passed it out of this formation before. They run it. We'll see what they do here. 10 seconds left in the half. It's pitched back to Roy. Roy's looking to run. He's going to be hit by several Bulldogs. And everybody, all the Bulldogs ran on that. 3 seconds left, 2, 1, and we're going to go to half. Bulldogs leading 32-6. All right, Bulldogs with a strong first half here at the Jayton Classic. Make it a halftime. Oh, if you're, yeah, Roy Buckley. Smur. If you're driving through Smur and you get the first batch, crack an egg on their door for me. Just pay me and move me back on that. Another sponsor for the broadcast is Calvary Baptist Church. Calvary is a place for the whole family together and worship Jesus with an emphasis on the gospel, fellowship, and community outreach. They have two opportunities for worship on Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. and 10:30, as well as services on Wednesdays, beginning with a free meal at 5 p.m. We hope to see everybody there so we can warmly tell you, welcome home. Another sponsor is Ira Pump and Supply. Call Ira Pump and Supply for all your downhole pump oil field needs. And another sponsor is Ira First Bank and Trust. So, heading into halftime, the Bulldogs are leading 32-6. On the clock, it's 14 minutes left in the half. I'm going to take a quick break and I'll be back with you here in just a moment. Again, Bulldogs leading 32-6 at halftime here at the Dayton Classic against the Motley County Matadors. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, Bulldog fans. There's 2 minutes, 33 seconds left in the halftime break. Bulldogs are leading 32-6. It'll be the Bulldog ball. They kick to the Matadors to start the game. So it should be the Bulldogs ball with the Ira Eye set and ready to roll. We're on with the early Thursday night game. There's not a lot of other games around to update you on. Motley County is ranked fairly high for a D2 team, number 8, according to SixManFootball.com. And this young Bulldog squad with three seniors has really come out looking like they're trying to prove something. There's been a few little growing pains, but that's kind of what you would expect with the first game. And so they've done a great job leading 32-6. Really haven't been stopped on offensive yet and had one misstep on defense that resulted in a Matador touchdown. But other than that, it's been all Bulldogs all day. So, I did catch Lynn Partain. Carried the ball a good amount of times, and he was sitting at 194 yards in the first half with three touchdowns. And then Pena has carried the ball three times with 17 yards and one touchdown. And Pena also has an interception. So we're heading over to the third quarter. 59 seconds left in the half. I want to thank all the sponsors who support these broadcasts. If you or your family would like to be a sponsor, haven't signed up yet, it's not too late. Just talk to Mr. Jones. He will gladly get you all of the information that you need. Waiting for both teams to break the huddle. It is, again, the wind has died down even more. I don't think there's any wind right now, which is a rare thing to say in West Texas, but most of the flags are just dangling. There's a few that are kind of lightly blowing, but no real wind. It's a real cool weather evening. Just a great, I kept saying Friday, I'm ready for Fridays, but just a great evening for some football. Bulldogs are going to be receiving the ball on the left side of the field. Motley County is going to kick it from right to left. They onside it last time. The Cajuns were able to recover the onside. And that's what they're going to try to do this time. Again, the ball bounces up. Allen grabs the ball, falls to the ground. Oh, he's on his feet still trying to break a few tackles. They're going to finally call the play dead. So Allen gets the ball. Bulldogs are going to recover it at about the 40-yard line or so. Yep, the ball's going to be set at the Bulldog 38-yard line. It'll be first and 15. It's going to be on the far hash mark. The Bulldog's going from left to right if you're sitting in the stands. The Bates of Huddle is going to be set up in the Ira eye. Hernandez under center. Pena behind him. Partain behind him. There's a snap. Hand up. Partain running on the far side. There's a flag on the play. Partain was brought down after maybe a yard or maybe getting it back to the line of scrimmage. We'll see what they're going to call. Offside's on the Matador, so he's on the bull. And it's just offside. And it's offside on the Bulldogs. They let the play run. But anyway, it's going to be first and 20 for the Bulldogs. Ball's going to be on their own 33-yard line on the far hash mark now. 9:51 left in the half, or in the third quarter. Hernandez under center. There's a snap. Pitch back to Partain. Partain jumps over one guy, busts a few tackles, is able to move the ball up just a few yards. Maybe gets one or two on the carry. So it's going to set a second and 18. Ball's going to be on the Bulldogs 35-yard line now. Second and 19 is what it says on the scoreboard. 9:25 in the quarter and counting. Hernandez gets the team set in the Ira eye. There's the snap. Hits Partain running on the near side. Partain cuts it back up the middle. He's hit. But able to get another yard or two. They're really just sniffing out that run, it looks like. It's going to be a third and 17 now for the Bulldogs. Ball's going to be on the 36-yard line, it looks like. 8:55 left in the third quarter and counting. Bulldogs leading 32-6. Ball towards the near hash mark. Going to be the Ira eye again. Hernandez under center. Payne behind him. Partain behind him. There's the snap. Hits back to Partain. Partain looking to throw the ball. He's got his zero. Tosses it deep. And it's going to fall incomplete. Well, it hit the receiver's hands. He had defenders all over him. It's going to be incomplete. It was Allen that was trying to get the reception. So now it's going to be fourth and 17 for the Bulldogs. It was just a deep pass by Partain. A good throw. There's just defenders. Allen looked upset like he got hit when he was trying to catch it, but it's going to be incomplete. So fourth and 17 for the Bulldogs. Ball's going to be set at the Bulldogs' 36-yard line. Ira breaks the huddle. Going to come out with a different formation. Two receivers to the far side, one to the near side, two in the backfield. In the backfield, Hernandez and Partain. Hernandez pitches it back to Partain. Partain looking to throw the ball. He's got a receiver. Deep. Caught. It's caught. It's out. I can't see the number. It's so far away. What a phenomenal throw and catch. It's number 2, Aiden Claxton, for the Bulldogs with the reception. Huge first down for the Bulldogs. Able to air the ball out and spread it out. Claxton caught the ball, or the defender, I thought the defender hit the ball, but Aiden got it, got out of bounds, and so now it's going to be first and 15 for the Bulldogs from maybe their 16-yard line, from the Motley County 16. So it'll be first and 15 from the Motley County 16. There's a snap. It's Partain running on the far side. Flag flies, but play's still going. Partain able to break up the middle. It's going to be brought down inside the 10-yard line, but we'll see what the flag is. If they let the play go, I would think it would be on the defense. They're signaling offside. Illegal procedure against Irish with the same in the booth. So, it'll be first and 20 for the Bulldogs. Ball can be brought back to around the 20-yard line for the Bulldogs. Again, I'm standing on the sideline. It's hard to see exactly where, but then say. Referee on the sideline looks like he's standing at the Bulldog 20, so it'll be first and 20 for the Bulldogs from, it's got to be at least the 21 because they've got the 15-yard stick set. Bulldogs come out with two receivers to the far side, one to the near side, Hernandez and Partain in the backfield. 8:18 left in the third quarter. Bulldogs leading 32-6. There's a snap. Hernandez pitches it back to Partain. Partain gets the ball and just runs it straight on forward. Straight forward, he's going to be able to get back a yard or two. So it's going to be a second and 18 for the Bulldogs. The ball's going to be set at the Bulldog 19-yard line. That's the formation the Bulldogs have thrown out. At that time, Partain got the ball and just ran forward. Got tripped up by one guy and fell. Now they're going to get back set in the Ira I. Hernandez under center, Pena behind him, Partain behind him. There's a snap, pitch back to Partain running on the far side. Partain bounces out way outside. Got plenty of room. Two flags down. Looks like it's going to be holding. We'll see. We're going to say touchdown with Partain, but there's two flags down. We'll see exactly what it is. Peyton figured out there's two flags down. The penalty's going to be declined. It was a cut on the Matador, so that's going to be a touchdown Bulldog. Partain's third touchdown, fourth touchdown of the evening, first one out of the third quarter. That puts the Bulldogs up 38-6. Bishop, the snapper. Hernandez, the holder. Cabrera, the kicker. Referees are taking their time. Getting everything set. Still working on getting the extra points set. Bulldogs leading 38-6 right now with the two-point conversion coming. There's the snap, the hold, the kick. The ball is up. And it's good. The Bulldogs are now going to take a 40-6 lead with 7:36 left in the third quarter. Sponsor for these broadcasts, Ira Baptist Church seeks to make disciples to make disciples through gospel-centered preaching, teaching, worship, community, and service. The Sunday services, 10 a.m. Sunday school and 11 a.m. worship service, and a free meal on Wednesday starting at 6 p.m. with Bible studies for all ages from 6:30 to 7:30. Visit FBCIowa.com for more information or head on over to Instagram and Facebook at Ira Baptist. Our sponsor is the Ira Church of God. Proud supporters of the Ira Bulldogs. Visit our Facebook page at Ira Church of God. Another sponsor is Crossroads Oil and Gas. Was established in 2019. In 2020, we purchased Apache's used to shelf properties located primarily in Scurry, Borden, and Fisher counties. Our field office is located in Ira, Texas, and we strive to support local vendors and charities. Proudly employ local residents in the oil and gas industry. Thank you for sponsoring these broadcasts. Bulldogs can be kicking from left to right, it's Roy's back deep for the Matadors, as the Bulldogs are leading 40-6 with 7:30 left in the third quarter. Cabrera gets the ball and kicks a booming kick high and far back. Roy's is going to let the ball bounce back into the end zone for a touchback. So the Matadors will take over at their own 20-yard line. It'll be a first and 15. Bulldogs leading 40-6 here. This young Bulldog squad is looking really strong to start the season. .735 left in the third quarter. The dominant dog defense is coming back out onto the field and has done a great job of holding the Matadors offense. Matadors are going to come out, two receivers far side, one to the near side, quarterback under center, and one to the backfield. There's a snap. Roy gets the ball, rolls out to the far side, being chased by several Bulldogs. He's going to be brought down by Corey. Now the Caden Corey on the tackle for the Bulldogs, not before Royce gets, oh, 3-4 yards on the carry, so it's going to be second and 12 is what they're saying on the scoreboard. Ball's going to be set in the middle of the field, and it'll be at the Matador 23-yard line. 7 minutes on the clock and counting left in the third quarter. Bulldogs leading 40-6. Matadors come back out in the same formation. There's a snap, pitch back to Roy's on the left side. Now he's getting kicked back to the far side. Now he's tucking and trying to run. He's hit by several Bulldog defenders. We're going to get him for the sack. It was Allen. It was Pena. It was Juarez all in on the sack of Roy's. That's going to push the Matadors back further. It'll be a third and 15 now from their own 19-yard line as the dominant dog defense. It's kind of coming into form here in the third quarter. 6 minutes, 23 seconds left in the third. Bulldogs leading 40-6. Motley County comes out in the same formation. There's a snap, pitch back, hand up underneath for Rogers. Rogers is hit and brought down by Pena. and Claxton. They're saying it's C.J. Collier was tackling him. I'm just going to stop. Yeah, yeah, Collier was on there, not Claxton. So Collier and Pena on the tackle. It's going to be a 4th and 10 for the Matadors now, coming from their own 25-yard line. 5:43 left in the third quarter. Bulldogs leading 40-6. Matadors come out in similar formation. There's the snap. It's pitched back to Roy's. Roy rolls to the near side. Now he cuts back to the far side. Hit by several Bulldogs. The finish game. They pull him down. Yes, they can! Number eight, Zane Allen with the tackle. That's going to be not enough for a first down, so it's going to be a turnover on down. The Dominant Dog defense again steps up. So it's going to be a Bulldog 1st and 15 from the Matador 30-yard line. There's the snap of the handoff underneath the Pena. Pena's got the ball and he sees the seam. Breaks one tackle. Wow, rolls through. Great run by Pena. This Pena with a 10-yard, maybe 11, 12-yard run. Yeah, it's going to be 2nd and 3 for the Bulldogs. Pena got the ball. It's so much fun watching him run. They hit him high, and Pena just spins out of tackles. He's done it several times today. And it's just throwing these defenders who are 2-3 times the size of him, but just can't seem to take him down. So it's going to be 2nd and 3 for the Bulldogs. 5:28 left on the clock. Bulldogs leading 40-6 in the Ira Eye. Hernandez gets the ball, hands it off to Partain. Partain running on the far side. Now Partain cuts up to the near side, and he's going to walk into the end zone for a touchdown. So that puts the Bulldogs at 46-6 with 5:19 left. That's Partain's 5th touchdown of the evening, and Cabrera's going to come on for the 2-point conversion. Bishop, the snapper. Hernandez, the holder. Cabrera, the kicker. The snap, the hold, the kick. The ball is up. And it's good. So that puts the Bulldogs up 48-6, a 42-point lead with 5:19 left in the third quarter. Got a sponsor for the broadcast, the Snyder Iron and Metal. With top prices paid for all recyclable metals, aluminum, copper, brass, stainless steel, iron, tin, and car bodies. On-site cleanup available, roll-off containers, services, portable shears, magnets, balers, and car crushers. No job is too large. Call today. Structural pipe and rods are available with locations in Snyder, Anson, Big Spring, Sweetwater, and Antique. Another sponsor is the Snyder Chamber of Commerce. The Chamber of Commerce and Visitor Center provides a strong foundation for our community by partnering with businesses and promoting growth through chamber support and tourism. Go get them, dogs. Another sponsor is Del Salford and Steel Funeral Home, independently owned and operated, serving Snyder, Ira, Hernley, and Scurry County for many years. Go Bulldogs. All right, Bulldogs leading 48-6 with 5:19 left in the third. And Cabrera with the kick. It's going to bounce back to Royce. Royce is going to pick the ball up and take it on a run. Still on his feet, running through the middle before he's brought down. Partain with the tackle. It was 1st and 15 for the Matadors. Ball on the 13-yard line. Five 11 left in the third. Bulldogs leading 48-6. Matadors going to send two receivers, one way to the far side, one way to the near side, three in the backfield. It's been a passing formation for them all night. There's a snap, hits back to Roy's. Roy's ball goes behind Roy's. Roy's going to try to pick the ball up and make something happen, being chased by several Bulldogs. He's going to throw the ball incomplete, and there's going to be a flag. intentional grounding against the Matadors. So the Bulldogs just have really stepped up and played great here so far. .505 left in the third quarter is intentional grounding on the Matadors. So it's going to be a second and... Whew. So the ball's on the four. Second and 36. Ball's on the Matador four-yard line. Bulldogs leading 48-6. With 5:05 left in the third. There's the snap. Rogers has the ball. They're going to blow it dead. There's a flag back. Rogers had it, but it was going to be a big game for the Matadors, but apparently is not. So ball started at Motley County. They're on the four, so it's going to back them up to the two. So now it'll be a second and 40 or so for Motley County. It's a dominant dog defense. Has really kind of grown throughout the game, kind of gained some confidence over what was in the preseason rankings. A really good Motley County team, and showing the young Bulldog squad showing a lot of life here tonight. Really dominating both sides of the ball. Motley County breaks the huddle, gets set in the eye, pitches it back to Roy. Roy's still on his feet, dragging one Bulldog defender. Now he's hit by another Bulldog defender. They're finally going to bring him down. He's not going to have enough for it first, but he was able to gain back a good chunk of yards that they had lost. About 35 yards. Wait for Roy to say how far. Yeah, fourth. It was 4th and 19. It was a 20-yard run to get the Matadors to 4th and 19. 4:25 left in the third quarter. Bulldogs leading 48-6. Ball's now on the Matadors' 22-yard line. Motley County breaks the huddle. They line up in kind of a tight formation. They typically run out of this. They're going to snap it, hand it off to Rogers. Rogers is going to be hit. Brought down, not anywhere close to the first down, so it's going to be first down for the Bulldogs now. Turnover on down. So it's first and 15 for the Bulldogs from the Matador 24-yard line. One touchdown for the Bulldogs is going to put us in the 45-point rule, and we'll end this game. Right now there's 4 minutes and 2 seconds left in the third quarter. Bulldogs are leading 49-7. Now, Motley County is going to call a timeout, kind of reassess, get a break here, get some rest for their players, because the Bulldogs have just dominated here at the third quarter. Another sponsor for the broadcast is McWilliams Pharmacy, the only locally owned and operated pharmacy in Snyder. We have all sorts of gifts and home decor. We provide immunizations and a wide variety of over-the-counter items. We deliver and try to make your health and care a part of what we do best. Another sponsor is Legacy Fuels. We sell propane, diesel, and lubricants. We've been in business since 1937. We deliver to Scurry County and the surrounding areas. The Iowa Booster Club, proudly supporting all Iowa Bulldog activities on the field or in the classroom. Visit our Facebook page to find out how to help. Doug and Susie White, proud Iowa Bulldogs, graduate of Ira, with family of four generations of graduates, starting with their two mothers, both of us, and our two sons, Rodney and Ronald, and grandson Roddy. Roddy's the fifth generation on his mother's side. Orange and black run through our veins, proud to be Iowa Bulldog supporters. Okay. Bulldogs come out of the huddle. They're going to get set in the Ira I formation. Hernandez under center. Pena behind him. Partain behind him. There's a snap. Pitch back to Partain. Partain hit quick. He's able to shuffle off one tackle. Now he's running on the near side. Pushed off another one. He's going to be able to gain. He ran probably 20 yards to gain 3 forward. He got hit, was able to cut back on the near side after he started out going on the far. So was able to make just a little bit out of really nothing. Get about 3 yard gain. So it's going to be a second and 12 for the Bulldogs. Ball's going to be set on the Motley County 22-yard line. 3:30 left in the third. Bulldogs leading 48-6. Looking for a score to send this game. to make the game over. Gets set in the IRI. Hernandez pitches the ball back to Partain. Partain gets the ball, runs right up the middle. Able to gain a few yards. The flag comes in. Partain was able to get a good chunk of yards, 5 or 6 there. We'll see what the flag is. It's going to be a chop on the Matadors. And again, that's a new rule we learned. You can't hit waste outside of the 5 yards outside the tackle. So they're going to march off some yards there. We'll see. It looks like it's going to be about a... in-yard penalty. So now it's going to be a second. Oh, it's going to be a first and goal for the Bulldogs from the Motley County 10, 11-yard line. There's a snap. Pitch back to Pena this time. Pena cuts up the middle on the side. Oh! It's almost a promise that if Jaron gets the ball, he's going to break at least one tackle on every run, and he's done that so far. He broke one tackle, was able to get the ball all the way up to maybe the 5-yard line. So it's going to be about a the 3-yard line. So it's going to be second and goal for the Bulldogs from the 3. Get set in the IRA eye. Hernandez gets his team. There's a snap. It's pitched back to Pena. Pena's got the ball. Hit from behind. And right as soon as he got the ball, loses about a yard. So now it's going to be a third and goal for the Bulldogs from the 3-4-yard line. He may have got back up to the line of scrimmage. 2 minutes, 25 seconds left in the third quarter. Bulldogs leading 48-6. The score here would end the game. Bulldogs come out in a little bit of a different formation. 2 receivers to the far side, 2 in the backfield. There's a snap. Pitch to Partain. Partain's able to walk right into the middle of the end zone, untouched. And that's going to be touchdown Bulldogs. And that'll be enough to end the game. So the Bulldogs are going to end 54-6 with 2 minutes and 3 seconds left in the third. Great game for this young Bulldog squad that had a lot of unknowns. A young squad lost some key seniors last year, returns 3 seniors this year, and puts up a dominant performance with the number 8 team in Division II, Motley County. But great job by the Bulldogs. I'm going to finish treating off these sponsors. Prosperity Bank proudly supporting the Iowa Bulldogs. Prosperity Bank offers team checking and home financing. Cogswell Memorial Hospital. Cogswell Memorial Hospital Insider is a proud supporter of the Iowa Bulldogs. We're happy to help with any of your medical needs. Calvary Baptist Church. Calvary is a place for the whole family to gather and worship Jesus with an emphasis on the gospel, fellowship, and community outreach. We have 2 opportunities for worship on Sunday morning at 9 a.m. and 10:30, as well as services on Wednesday, beginning with a free meal at 5. Go see everybody there so we can warmly tell you welcome home. Ira Pump and Supply. Call Ira Pump and Supply for all your downhole pump and oil field needs, and First Bank and Trust in Snyder. So thank you guys for sponsoring the broadcast. Again, the Bulldogs win 54-6, able to call the game in the third quarter with 2 minutes and 3 seconds left. Motley County was a relatively highly ranked team, number 8, not relatively, it's a highly ranked team in Division 2, and the Bulldogs come out and just put a whooping on it. Next week, the Bulldogs will be at Paint Creek, and I will be there live with them. If you don't want to make that trip, you can listen live here, same spot, same place. Be safe traveling home if you're heading home. My name is Ben Moore. It's been a pleasure to be with you, and we'll see you next week. Go Bulldogs.